Welcome to day 221. We are up to Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Hey. I do apologize for the beeping in the background. Apparently our fridge was left open and I guess that beeping is going to go on for a long while. Says Mishnah Hey, Gar'inei Truma, when it comes to the seeds of a Truma fruit, Bizman Shehu Mechansam, so long as the Kohen sets aside those seeds, imagine the Kohen is eating a Truma apple and he sets those seeds aside in order to eat them later, then Asuros, then they are prohibited from non-Kohanim, meaning the seeds then have the same status as the apple itself. Vim Hashlichan, but if he throws them away, he casts them aside, then mutaros, then they are mutter, they are permitted to a non-Kohen. It's interesting here that the status of these seeds really depends on what the Kohen chooses to do with them. That, of course, is only so long as the seed really is edible. It's soft, but if you had, let's say, a very hard pit, I guess like a pit of a peach, which no one eats, then even if the Kohen puts it aside, that would not have the status of truma, because that's totally inedible, and things that are inedible do not have the status of truma. This halacha only applies when it's something soft that is often not eaten, but sometimes is eaten, then it would depend on the case whether the Kohen sets them aside to eat. If he does, then it's considered truma. If he doesn't, then it can be eaten even by non-Kohen. And now we're going to see another case in which whether someone keeps something or not would actually impact the halacha. V'chein, similarly, atzmos hakadashim, when it comes to the bones of karbanos, of sacrifices. Again, we're going to be talking about bones that could be eaten, maybe cartilage, things that could be eaten. Then, bizman shehu mechansan, so long as the person who brought the karban, who's eating it, saves those bones, those edible bones, then asurin. Then they have to be treated with all of the halachos of karbanos. The entire thing needs to be completed. You can't let a night go by. If it does, you have to burn it, all of that. Vim hashlichan, but if the person throws those bones away, then mutarim, then they do not have the status of hektish. They do not have the status of the karban itself, and you can treat it like you would anything else. Hamursan, when it comes to a very coarse, very hard bran, which is around the wheat, then mutter, that is considered allowed. Meaning to say the wheat is truma, the bran around it is generally removed, and it's never eaten. And because of that, it's mutter. It's not considered part of the truma, as we always see, something that is inedible cannot be truma, and therefore it's mutter even for a non-Kohen. Subin shel chadashos, but if you have a fresher bran that is around the wheat, then asuros, then it would be prohibited from a non-Kohen, because that finer bran often sticks to, it's fresher, it often sticks to the wheat, usually remove it, but sometimes it sticks to the wheat, the flour, and is consumed together with it, and therefore it really is technically edible, even if it's not desirable, and therefore it would have the status of truma along with the wheat itself. Michelle Yishanos, but if it's around older wheat, then again it's dry and it would come off easily, then mutaros, then it would be, again, mutter, it would be permitted to a non-Kohen because it's never eaten together with the wheat because it comes off very easily. Continues the Mishnah, and when the Kohen receives the wheat that with the bran around it, he's allowed to treat it just like he would with chulin wheat, where he's allowed to remove the bran on the outside, whether it's hard or soft, and treat it like he would normally, and he doesn't have to worry about the bran that falls to the side. He just eats the wheat as general truma, and the rest does not have to be treated like truma. Finally, hamisalev kav o kavim l'sa'ah. A person has a sa'ah. Sa'ah is made up of six kavim. Let's say a Kohen sifts the flour in order to make it much finer, and in a sa'ah, when he sifts it, he loses about a kav. He loses, let's say, a sixth or two sixths, right, a third of the flour, because he now made it finer, and the lesser quality flour was sifted out. Says the Mishnah, lo ya'aved sashar, he's not allowed to get rid of that kav or the two kavim that he sifted out, even though it's not desirable, even though it is less fine, because it's still food, it's still absolutely edible, and therefore he's allowed to do this, but he's not allowed to destroy or get rid of the sifted flour or the part that was sifted out. You have to put it in a private place to make sure that it doesn't get destroyed, because that needs to be treated like truma and cannot be ruined or destroyed in any way. That is Mishnah Hey. Says Mishnah Vav, Megura Shapina Mimenu Chitei Truma. Imagine you have a big storehouse and you used to keep truma grain in there. Now you want to clear it out and you want to put chulin grain in there. And you clear out the whole thing, but naturally, because it is large and because there was so much grain and because grain is so small, there are a bunch of truma pieces, grain kernels of truma that are still on the floor. You did your best, you cleared it out as you normally would, but there's still certainly some pieces on the floor. Ein mechayev nosolios yoshev malakit achas achas. We do not require the person to bend down and pick up every single grain, every single kernel. That would be crazy. It's so much. Ella mechabit kedarko. You can clean it as you normally would. Venosin the socha chulin, and then you can put in the chulin grain. And we're not worried that perhaps some of that might fall, and then the grains of the kernels of truma are going to mix in with truma chulin. You don't worry about that because there's going to be so much chulin that it'll be mevatel. It'll nullify the small kernels of truma around the storehouse. Now you might ask, haven't we learned earlier that you are not allowed to nullify something? Ein mevatelim iser lechatchila. You are not allowed to mevatel something from the outset. The halachas of nullification are only once they got mixed together do you have enough to nullify them. But you're not allowed to do it on purpose. So we know generally by truma, the measurement is 100 to 1, 100 parts of chulin to one part of truma, then the truma is nullified. But that's only if it happened afterwards. In this case, we're allowing the person to put it in to begin with. But the reason that we allow this is because even though in Mevatlam Israel Chathila, the purpose here is not to Mevatl. The purpose of putting the chulin grain into the storehouse is not to nullify the truma piece on the floor. The purpose is because you want to use it as a storehouse. In the process, yes, you know that truma is going to be nullified, but that's okay. That's not considered going out of your way specifically or creating a mixture specifically to nullify the truma, and therefore it would be okay. That is Mishnah Vav. We'll continue the Mishnah Zayin tomorrow.